possibly the largest and longest-running bocce ball tournament in the United States happened for the 69th annual time last weekend in the tiny central Illinois town of Toluca. Individuals attending the Chuck Rulinski Memorial Tournament had the opportunity to help victims affected by Hurricane Henry in the Houston area. GLT's Brian Bloodworth talks with Tourney Superintendent Tony Marie Woodke about the sport.
Bocce ball is sometimes fondly called Italian golf or Italian lawn bowling. It is a game where teams of two play another team of two, and they roll a wooden ball about 30 to 90 feet, and they try to get closest to a smaller ball called a polino or a bowling, and the goal is to get to 12 points. It's a game that's been in the United States at least 1700s.
I assume you get a point by getting kind of like horseshoes.
Yeah, so as my dad used to say, close and almost, but no cigar. It's just like horseshoes. So you have a team of two, and they will flip a coin and decide who gets to go first. Then one of the members will throw a ball, and then depending on how close they are, the second team may go or your team may go, and you continue to throw a bocce ball.
Tony, your family, the Chuck Rulinski family, has been involved in this for a number of years. Why?
Well, my dad was from Toluca, Illinois. He was very close to the individual that originally started it, who was an individual by the name of Lino Capone and Clicerio Capone. And he was very close to an individual named Cap Capone, who kind of was one of my dad's mentors. And my father's parents were immigrants. One was from Italy and one from Lithuania. So just naturally, he started playing it. He was a competitive person. And once he started playing things, he liked to organize and drive and take control. So when Cap gave him the opportunity to help drive it out, he jumped at that chance and was just passionate about keeping Toluca alive and vital, and it draws a big crowd to Toluca every year.
I was going to say, what's the highest number of entries that you had?
I looked that up, and the highest that we ever had was in 2011. We had 226 men's teams, 100 women, and 28 youth. And so you double that, plus if they brought a spouse who did not play or an additional child who did not play, it brings quite a few people into the town.
And it literally takes over the town, doesn't it, when they play? I understand teams are throwing the balls everywhere.
Yes. There's been a little controversy now and then. So basically, this is more of what I would call rogue bocce ball. We don't use the traditional courts. So they're allowed to play in most yards, along a lot of the side streets, in alleys. They are allowed to play close to the railroad tracks and by the Toluca Jumbo, but we always have a sign up that tells them not to play directly on the tracks. There are a few signs up in town that say, please do not play bocce ball in our yard. We do have rules about being respectful, obeying the law, and we do ask them to make sure if there is a sign up that they don't violate an individual's desire to not have them in their yard. So,
what makes it so big, do you think?
I think it's tradition, and I think that some of the champions might argue with me, but if you come with your family and you see people having fun and it's good competition, there's that chance to get a special wooden trophy that's a bocce ball on top of like a chalice. It doesn't take a lot of skill. So you can go buy a set at a local store for a very reasonable price and go out in your backyard and play. And so I think people see, there's been people that have won who've entered for the first time. And when people see that, they think, oh, I might be next year's champion. So they bring their families back. They spread it by word of mouth.
Actually, where do people come from and what's the furthest away that you know of?
As far as I know, I believe Oregon was the farthest. We have people come from Texas, Minnesota, a lot of the surrounding states. We have a large volume of Chicago teams come down. But the farthest that we've recorded, and my husband and I started recording this a few years ago, was the team from Oregon. We have a lot of people come from Peoria, Springfield. There's players that play in the Northern Illinois Bocce Association. They run a weekly tournament. It's quite a bit smaller than this one, but they play what we call the bocce ball circuit in the small towns around Toluca.
I'm Brian Bloodworth, and you're listening to Sound Ideas as we continue our discussion about bocce ball with Teresa Michaels, who is the co-president of the Northern Illinois Bocce Ball Association. Teresa, what is the lure of bocce ball to people that play it?
Oh, gosh. I think a lot of things. We actually had up until this past year, we had a priest that used to play in our tournaments with our association, and he kind of likened it in one documentary that was done to life. You know, sometimes you throw a ball, you think you know exactly where it's going, and then it just skirts off. And so, you know, life kind of takes you in 20 different directions, and so can a bocce ball. But I think just the camaraderie, the fun, the competition.
Sport on the rise, on the decline.
Ebbs and tides, I would say. I think it loses popularity and then it gains it.
What would you say the strategy of the game is? Obviously, you want to win, get your points to where you got to get. But as far as during the game, is there a strategy involved?
You know, I've seen it all. I've been playing about 28, 29 years, and I will tell you that when I first started out, I had no strategy. Even though I had watched my father play it for several years, I didn't really know a whole lot about it. And until, it's like anything, until you get in there and start doing it, you just kind of play it for fun. Obviously, you'd throw the Polino out, and then it was just kind of like bowling, pretending that Polino was the head pin. But instead of trying to knock it, you would just try to get as close to it as you can. Over the years, as I've played more and gotten more experience, there's certainly a favorite surface that some teams like to play on, typically, especially with a wet ground. A lot of men like to play on the grass because they can do what we call a lift throw, which is a backhanded throw high in the air. And if you have a decently weighted ball, it will come down and it'll pretty much stick. So if you have good aim, some of those men's teams are amazing with how close they can plant that ball right next to the little one. Women more often roll, so it is more like a bowling type of throw. So, you know, with that, a lot of times they do like more of like a court type of environment where it's a smoother surface. I definitely say there's strategy. I think if you talk to each team, it'd be a little bit different for everybody.
GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth talked with Teresa Michaels, the co-president of the Northern Illinois Bocce Association. And before that, Tony Marie Woodke, the director of last weekend's Chuck Wierlinski Memorial Tournament in Toluca. This year's tournament will benefit the Midwest Food Bank and Houston Relief Fund. GLT will also be holding the initial Bocce at the Village event September 9th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Normandy Village, 1100 North Beach Street in Normal.